time for the ODEC and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. Good morning, George. Good morning, Craig. All right. Yeah. All right, I've got some... Oh, dang it, I don't have the thingy ready. I got some super secret audio for you. You know, we always like to keep an eye on broadcasters and the wheels off things that they say. Yeah. Well, this is not the broadcaster. The broadcaster actually is the responsible adult party in this case, because they do a tone of voice that we are commonly doing here on the air, which is the, okay, all right, the disgusted parental type voice. And this happened in, let's see, I think it happened in Sportsville, USA. You familiar with where that is?
Mm-hmm. Generic.
Sacred Heart, Siena. It's a lacrosse thing.
A game
that's
between
the matchup between
Sacred Heart and Siena?
Yes. In the men's lacrosse championship game.
That sounds like it's in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Okay, so this happened over the weekend, and you can hear someone, I guess they have like a mic that's near the crowd, and someone got right up in it, and they ignore it at first. And then finally the woman, it's a woman too, it's not even a guy, who's doing this tomfoolery, announces why one of the teams is performing so poorly, and the announcer wanted no part of it.
For the viewers back home, a lot of people saying this isn't going anywhere. For those lucky enough to listen,
let's proceed.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty. So Sacred Heart to the man up, trailing by two at the beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd mic.
So I heard it the first time.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yes. And they ignored it the first time.
Yeah, very under his breath or her breath.
I can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. It's kind of a high voice, so I couldn't tell.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea. Right.
Back in the days when Junior and I were doing games together, when we did a game when we were in college, didn't someone get a hold of our crowd mic and was like hitting it? And
maybe.
It was a kid, wasn't it? And like talking into it. We had to chase him off.
All right, we'll hear this one.
A lot of people saying this doesn't go anywhere. For those lucky enough to listen,
let's proceed.
See, somebody said something weird there, too.
Oh, Bluetooth.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty. So Sacred Heart to the man up, trailing by two at the beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd.
That's great.
Okay.
All right. That's a lot of people.
Oh, man, that's a great new draw.
Legend.
By the way, that's a matchup of two teams from the Metro Athletic Conference.
The MAC?
It's not the MAC.
Oh,
it's the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Yeah.
It's the MAC with two A's.
Yes.
Not the more famous MAC.
Beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd.
Okay.
Is this one of those ESPN Plus broadcasts?
Yes,
like
it was.
Like that's done on the university and then they just put it up on online?
It says ESPNU. I don't know what that is.
Okay. That's an actual ESPN production.
Okay, so that went out.
Oh, that guy's my God.
A lot of people.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
The okay is just so put out, parent.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd mic.
For our crowd mic. It's an AI crowd mic. Oh, man.
My gosh. All right, that's a... quite a giggle. You guys are into musicals, aren't you? As we observe our world in the ODEC.
Not really.
Well, there is a musical that has not even opened yet, but it's already sold out. Sold out. It's in San Francisco, And it's called Luigi the Musical.
No way. Not about the guy who shot the healthcare executive.
That's exactly what it's about.
Mangione, Luigi Mangione. Yep.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Luigi Mangione. Dang.
Okay.
I was hoping it's about Mario Brothers.
A cultural hero. Well, he's more of a hero, I guess, to people than the Mario brother, Luigi. Mario's brother or cousin.
Murderer should not be a hero.
He is an accused murderer, sir.
Okay.
It's important. Due process.
A lot of people says he has diarrhea.
Luigi the Musical will premiere on Friday the 13th in June in San Francisco. And it's not just about Luigi Mangione. It's a play in which three guys share a jail cell. Luigi.
Chuck.
What?
Chuck Mangione.
The trumpet player?
Mm-hmm.
No. Sam Bankman-Fried, the who like stole $11 billion from people on some crypto exchange. That was a big story. You probably tuned it out because it was crypto-related.
Yep.
And Sean Diddy Combs, all sharing a prison cell. So it's about the three of them. And it kind of explores what would it be like if they were all in the same... Because they at one time were in the same prison. They didn't share a cell, necessarily. But this imagines what if they did?
Then they break into song?
Yeah, it's a musical.
The Diddy Trial.
Hard Knocks Life and all that.
Diddy Trial starting. Are you guys going to follow that?
You know what? I'm kind of tuned out of that.
I have been, too.
It just... I don't know. I guess part of it just creeps me out so bad. It's just like this guy did all this stuff for decades and nobody stopped him. Nobody could stop him or felt they could stop him. And plus, I think some bad stuff's going to come out of what he did with Justin Bieber when he was a kid. And it just,
I think it's going to be disturbing.
It's going to get gross.
Did you see the list of people, notable people that may be called to testify? One of them is Mike Myers.
Yes. What's the connection there?
I have no idea.
Is J-Lo going to be deposed? She was his girlfriend during part of this time. Did he always creep you out? Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, no word on whether Luigi's going to be called as a witness on the Diddy trial. Did you star in a musical with the defendant? So nobody's going to watch that. Okay. Wow. All right. Yep. Well, all right.
Yeah,
good.
I'm out.
Yep. And yesterday, wasn't it during this segment that we talked about the guy who was visiting the Coliseum that got impaled on the fence?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Muse, one of those.
Well, I know. I was asking which one of them.
Oh.
I can't remember. I'm trying to use my mute button. I just figured that little feature out right before I told you that yesterday. And instead of an on-off button, we also have just a temporary mute button.
My mute button is a little too far of a reach. If it were closer, I'd use it.
It's 1 inch farther.
So sad.
It might be 2 inches.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that'd mean the world to you.
Just once.
But here's another story of a tourist doing something stupid. A guy in the Philippines was going to a Philippine zoo, and he looks down and sees a display. It's like a crocodile display with a crocodile statue in the water there. And so he thinks, well, this will be cool. I'll just go and jump in there and take a selfie with that crocodile statue. It'll be fun.
It's not a statue.
It'll be fun for a lot that goes on.
It's a monkey!
And then when the statue wheeled around and just bit the guy's arm and held it and then started a death roll, he was like, damn, these animatronics are good these days. And he's screaming and, help me! Oh, it's got my Philippine arm! Or whatever he was saying. Anyway, he's taken to the hospital. It doesn't say whether it bit his arm off, but surely if it death rolls with your arm in it, how are they going to save that thing?
I don't know.
But the crocodile's name is Lele. It dragged him through the shallow water and then started the death roll, twisting his arm even further as he screamed in pain. Ugh. They said he was trying to, he was scream singing happy birthday to try to get his mind off of the pain.
No, he wasn't.
Because that's what they tell you to do, is to sing happy birthday twice to dull the pain. The newspaper reported that the man was mentally impaired. I don't know what that means. That's what my dad always said I was.
He was right.
Yeah, he was pretty much right.
You just don't think right.
He was right. Your dad was right about a lot of things.
Anyway, so there was another guy doing something stupid. Every week we have someone either crawling out on a ledge to get a better picture, which Junior has identified as always a red flag at the beginning of a story that it's not going to end well.
Yep.
Somebody is crawling over a fence to get a better picture.
So-and-so climbed up something to get a better angle.
Yes. That's a bad sign. And this dude, of course, climbs over a fence at a zoo. There should never be any, I don't care what it is, just don't climb over any fences at zoos.
Right.
There's a reason they put that fence there. Do you ever go to a zoo and get tents? Junior, you just went to the zoo in San Antonio. Do you get tents when you see zoo visitors making faces or somehow scoreboarding or big-timing the animals in any way?
I hate that.
Boy.
Hate it.
It always is a setup for something bad to happen.
Yes. So-and-so was leaning over the lion's cage making faces at them when he fell in.
Right.
And the lions exacted their revenge.
Watching a video the other day of some dude who's was out there making faces and beating his chest in front of the gorillas, just thinking that that gorilla, there's no way that gorilla can make this leap. Now, nothing bad happened to him.
But the gorilla made the leap?
No, no, nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that I was getting nervous watching it because of this.
Yeah.
Because we've had it happen at the Dallas Zoo here. They have since changed the enclosure. But Jabari made the leap of life. And didn't some gorilla named Patrick do something weird?
Yeah.
Did I have something wrong? It didn't happen twice, did it?
Did Patrick also escape? Like through, because somebody left a door open? I'm going to look that up.
I thought Patrick made the leap of life, too.
I think you might be right.
Or was Patrick the one that just died because he was gay? You know what I'm talking about?
He was trying to mate Patrick, I think.
They even gave him two females at once.
Here's the thing.
For a hot threesome, and he wanted no part of it.
Excuse me, he's blind.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That Patrick was gay?
Yeah. The headline in the morning news. Headline in the morning news, Patrick, the Dallas Zoo's problem gorilla, is leaving town.
Wait, why is he a problem gorilla just because he's gay?
Yeah, they couldn't get him to mate. But it was Jabari, may God rest his soul, that made the leap.
Yes.
And if he cops took him out.
Yeah. Hey, and that, I wonder if that three-year-old is still living in town.
That he attacked?
Yeah. And if that kid has any memory of when Jabari held him upside down in the herpetarium to steal his cotton candy.
We'll continue to explore that story.
Follow,
but we have
to
go.
We will continue it